Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to the final day of Standing on My Soapbox for this week. It is Friday, August 2nd, 2019. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton. In just a little bit, we'll be hopefully joined by our co-host, actor and writer, Craig Hurley. As I said, it is Friday, August 2nd. We are your Monday through Friday talk radio show, where we talk all about the news, pop culture, and political stories of the day. We invite you to call in and talk to us about what's on your mind, about what we're talking about, or another subject that you have altogether different. We're here to listen to you. The number to call is 347-989-0126. That's 347-989-0126. Let's go ahead and stand in my soapbox and start talking. Craig, how the heck are you?
I'm good, man. How are you? I got Justin Timberlake's Cry Me a River for some reason just running through my skull. I'm just in a pop culture mood, I guess.
There you go. You gotta love little Justin.
That song was written about Britney, and about Britney cheating on Justin with Wade. With Wade, the dude that lied about getting molested by Michael Jackson. That guy.
I did not know that. Wow.
Yep.
I did not have the backstory to the song. That's kind of exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Deep intrigue.
That's a really cool
drama.
Video too, man. That's a creepy video. That video, that was the first time where I was like, wow, Justin Timberlake can actually act. You know, not only can he sing, but he can dance and look, he can actually act. And then what was he in Social Network? The guy that came up with it's gone now. It's the one where you could steal music. It's the app.
Well,
he
was in Social Network, part of Facebook.
Yeah.
But he's also in a couple of things. He's in a computer show where they had so much time on your arm or something. They had to do that. I forget what that was called, but that was a pretty interesting movie too. But yeah, he always does really interesting work.
But that was the first time in that video where I was like, this guy can act. So.
Nice.
He's talented. Yeah.
Very, very cool. How's your day going?
It's going all right. How's yours?
It's good. I hate to tempt you with food again. Well, I hate to tempt you with food again right off the bat, since we don't have the holographic food transfer machine made yet.
No.
But
How many more oatmeal cookies have you inhaled?
No, the oatmeal cookies are gone. Those were gone by yesterday.
Okay.
I am sitting right now in beautiful downtown Youngstown, where we are having, I think it's like the 137th annual Youngstown Italian Fest, surrounded
Excellent.
By cavatellis and actually Guy's Barbecue, of all things Italian, and all these
Excellent.
Great food, and of course the ever Italian lemon shakes, whatever. But yeah, it's lots of food. Italian is limoncello. This is the lemon shakes you get at every county fair in the world. It's not
right.
really Italian. It's just at every fair you go to in the entire summer. So they have those here.
There's an Italian restaurant in Chicago. I can't remember the name of this. It's a little tiny place on Mannheim and Wolf on the west side of Chicago.
Nice.
Why can't I remember the name of this place? I used to go there all the time. They put cannolis into a shake. That's how
Say
Italian
what now?
They were. They put cannolis into a shake. Dude, a chocolate shake
That's
or a vanilla
hardcore.
Shake. Most of the time it was a vanilla shake, and it was insane. Like, they would chop up an entire cannoli. They would blend an entire cannoli into the shake. And, dude, it absolutely
insane. That is hardcore.
You drink in the shake, and all of a sudden you get a big bite of cannoli through the straw. It's freaking awesome, even though I don't use straws anymore. So you get a mouthful of cannoli instead of just the shake.
I like it. There's cannolis here. There's gelatos here. There's lasagnas.
Chickies.
There's a little bit of everything.
Chickies is the name of that restaurant. I don't know why I couldn't remember the name of that place. Really good little pizza joint. Family owned. They've been family owned for like, I don't even know, 60 years, like a long time. So, and they put cannolis into their chickies. Chickies, like chickies.
Okay.
Like a little chickie.
Okay.
Like chicken.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah.
There's a Tiki's restaurant in Palm Springs that I like for breakfast. It's also chicken, but that's why I wasn't sure what you were saying. But Tiki's, I get. There's a Tiki's in Palm Springs that's pretty good food too, but it's more chicken,
nice.
Not Italian.
No,
very
Italian
cool.
They got some chicken dishes, but they, you know, most of it's Tiki's is the name of his grandmother, I think, is his is the guy's
gotcha.
the woman that used to own it in the first place. Her name is Chicky. So, or at least she was called
gotcha.
Back in the day. Yeah.
We have the Italian Fest here all weekend long. Friday, Saturday, set up Thursday night, open Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have bocce ball stuff set up and all sorts of food booths and Italian music, and it's going to be a good time had by all. The Youngstown
nice.
Area is home of 4 different Italian fests. It's very Italian here. It's either Italian or Slavic, one of the two. You're going to run into one of those things. But the Youngstown Italian Fest is one of the biggest. Been around forever. Used to be at the fairgrounds. It's now back in downtown Youngstown. So I'm enjoying that. And then I go to beautiful downtown Chester, West Virginia.
Is it windy or sunny?
Is it windy or sunny?
Because the whole East Coast
tonight.
Is kind of getting hit. Yeah.
We are 82 degrees. Going to get down to mid-60s overnight, but only go down to mid-70s.
Oh, dude,
no,
everybody's
tonight.
Getting pummeled tomorrow. Everybody on the West Coast is getting absolutely pummeled, especially Southwest tomorrow. And across
really?
The United States, really, we're going to see more extreme temperatures over the weekend for everybody, pretty much. Because, yeah, we're going to get a hit tomorrow with probably 115 heat index in Vegas, and then San Diego's also got a wildfire already. They were running San Diego. They were running a little hot yesterday, and there's a wildfire that got sparked by a thunderstorm, from what I understand. So, and they put that thing out, though, pretty quick. Or at least it's, you know, mostly contained. It's going to be a hot spell all over the United States. And I'm kind of weirded out, because I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. High pressure systems don't normally bring on thunderstorms. And I know we're talking about the weather, and it's probably people are falling asleep while driving, no less. But high pressure systems don't normally cause thunderstorms. So there's got to be an awful lot of humidity coming off of the Arctic in order for the high pressure systems to be causing, or coming out of Canada as well. That is part of the Arctic if once you get up there. There's got to be a lot of humidity coming out of Russia too. So in order to cause any type of high pressure system to be draining that much moisture from that area. So I've been weirded out, because high pressure systems don't normally cause thunderstorms, and that's exactly what's happening across the United States right now, and has happened for the past
couple
weeks.
Didn't I just read this morning that Greenland had a big chunk of ice fall off of its ice shelf?
Oh man, they lost.
They
lost like 197 billion gallons of water, or something was dumped into the ocean in the form of ice. So over the past year, it's been crazy. It's been absolutely crazy up there. And that's Greenland. I mean, we were talking about this. You know, you said that 40% of the Arctic itself is melting, and that's an awful lot, dude. And then now with the Greenland ice sheet melts, we're really in a lot of trouble. It becomes Greenland again. that's not what it's supposed to be as far as the way we inhabit this planet, as far as the way
right.
the planet works for us. So, you know, we really need those ice packs. And I'm not sure we're going to get them back. And also Antarctica, which is in the south, is also losing ice. It's also melting. And which, we, you know, we need those to grow in order to actually sustain here. But, yeah, we got fires
right.
in Siberia right now. The fires in Siberia. Shit hasn't happened in 10,000 years. Please, just, you know, open your eyes. That's what an apocalypse actually is. That's what apocalypse actually means. Its literal meaning is the unveiling. So open your eyes to the fact that we're having apocalyptic-like behaviors on our planet. Just that's easy, you know. We have fires in Siberia. That's kind of apocalyptic, you know. Things are messed up, so we need to pay attention to that. And
right.
I'm not too sure what exactly we can all do about that, except for cut pollution, stop using plastics, you know, stop breathing. That helps because we pump a lot of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. So stop breathing. Stop using cars. And, you know, I mean, there's things that we can actually do. Not that we're going to do them. Stop dumping shit into the oceans. Stop, you know, polluting the atmosphere. And we're not going to do that. We're going to continue on because
right.
that's what we corporations do. And we can slide right into weather, into frickin' lows. Those douchebags are firing a whole bunch of people and laying off a whole bunch of people. And
yeah, a couple thousand, I think.
Huge, huge, huge tax break, dude. Huge tax break. And, you know, I'm really not understanding, you know, when we need to. I mean, we're talking good about, like, guys like Jeff Bezos because he's opening up Amazon, like you said, right there in Akron, right? So he's actually doing good. He's going to, you know, give some people some jobs. That's what he's supposed to do as a major corporation in the United States running.
Right.
In the
it
United
sounds
States.
Like it's mostly unskilled labor. I think they said the first people off, they're going to.
Great.
Go to a pre-made construction on a lot of their patio things now and a lot of their janitorial
nice.
Staff. They're starting with the unskilled,
what, the
which
Lowe's?
Is.
The Lowe's
yeah,
thing?
Lowe's is. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, why, oh, no, that's brutal to me. I thought you were talking about Amazon. I'm sorry, I shifted over.
No, Lowe's, yeah, Lowe's.
I was
Lowe's.
Trying to get off of a bad thing and onto a good thing. But, yeah, no, back to Lowe's, they freaking suck, dude. You don't get billions of dollars in tax breaks and then turn around and fire all these people. You need to give them bonuses, and you need to give them other jobs. You need to build another store, that type of shit. So it really is getting me. It's really pissing me off, the whole Lowe's. I'm not shopping there ever again. And I know a
yeah,
bunch of people that are like, yeah, I feel that way.
20 U.S. stores, they're closing their Mexico
yeah, that was nice.
Stores, which is good for the U.S., I guess. Excuse me. They're,
not if they're closing 20 U.S. stores.
They're liquidating.
If they're closing 20 U.S. stores,
99 Orchard
then
supply,
no way. And, dude, what are you doing over
them?
There?
So
stop choking on the barbecue.
I know.
Stop choking on the barbecue. It's so unfair,
good
dude.
Stuff.
You cannot. They haven't created the app yet that can send me the food.
There you go. But, yeah, so Lowe's is not doing good then. They've only been under this new CEO who – they brought from JCPenney, which will give you a hint, because JCPenney's been having trouble on its own the
oh,
last couple
no,
of years. They hired the CEO
yeah.
from JCPenney just about a year
they
ago.
They closed a number of stores.
And now they're doing all this liquidation. So, the guy's not the smartest bulb in the lighting house, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah,
smartest bulb in the lighting house? How does that work? Dude, if you're going to say a cliche, at least just say a cliche that freaking works. I don't even know what that is. He would be the dimmest bulb in the fixture. I don't freaking know. Whatever.
It's a mixed metaphor thing. I don't know.
Just giving you shit. But yeah, no, dude, that's really douchebaggery, you know, type of activity for corporations to be doing that to people. And what they used to do, I was talking to a guy who actually worked for Lowe's. And he quit a while ago because they were changing the way they were doing things. And what they're laying off is mostly, you know, like you just said, the people who do the outdoor and patio furniture items, like put them together and shit like that. So it's kind of, that's the lowest, that's like that's the lowest part that, you know, those are the people that really need the job. They really, really need the job. And it's not nice to be taking those jobs away from them. And I understand they want to go back to the independent contractors for the individual, like, pieces of patio furniture. They usually come out, they'll have independent contractors come out and build the furniture. So that's the way they used to do it, and Lowe's and Home Depot and all that. And now they have employees doing it, but now they're firing said employees. So they're going to go back to independent contractors doing it, which, you know, I don't know how I feel about, you know, any of that, except for don't fire them, give them another job. So, you know, that's just, to me, it just, you know, especially now, we're all just trying to survive here. So, you know, you can't do that to people. Jobs are hard enough to find.
Very true. Well, I've got a couple big news items of the day. Number one, officially, Ricardo Roselli from Puerto Rico stepped down as of 5 o'clock. He barely got in a nomination for a Secretary of State, which will succeed him. That guy's name is. Where is it? I had it.
Yeah, because she didn't. Because the chick didn't want to do it. The one that was second in command didn't want to do it.
Right.
Would she be a lieutenant governor?
But they couldn't even get that guy confirmed yesterday. They tried to confirm him yesterday.
Wow.
And they couldn't. And he barely got confirmed in the House today. And he still hasn't been confirmed in the Senate. But they're going to let him be on anyway because this guy's out of there. So they are going to have this transition of power in Puerto Rico right now. We'll have to see how that works out over the weekend.
How that goes. And especially because there's a couple of tropical systems that are forming up down there. And we don't know exactly how the Atlantic is going to light up this year. We're really late into the season. And most of the time, August is when the Atlantic is extremely active. And there's like, you know, yeah, there's some stuff going on in the Gulf and there's some stuff going on in Florida and on the East Coast. But it's just bubbling up and then creating some thunderstorms and then dying down. There's nothing really happening. None of these. Yeah, I think the Sahara Desert has something to do with that. So, you know, it gives a lot of dry air to those systems, and they feed on humid, hot air. So, so then we may see, you know, some type of natural disaster happen down there, and he may have to take care of it immediately. So we may see him being tested pretty quickly.
And he's not the only one. Boris Yeltsin's had a first week been pretty tough on him. His conservative party lost a couple seats where he only has a one majority future now because they had some more elections. And the Liberal Party took back all but one seat. So now his conservative party has only one extra vote to get through any Brexit deal he tries to do. So that's going to be hard as heck for him. So it's going to be interesting. These governments.
And this is the guy that just stepped into that position last week, right?
Right, exactly. He's been in the job for one week.
Wow. That's not good.
No.
He's got a tough run.
It's tough.
He's going to have a tough run in this. This world,
I think so.
World is a little messed up, especially the politics.
Right. Well, we have today's the official day we got out of the nuclear agreement with Russia. So we're official. We only have one treaty left.
Nightmare.
We have one treaty left that's supposed to go out in 2021 or end of 2020, and there will be no formal agreements with Russia on nuclear arms anymore in less than a year and a half. So we could be seeing another arms race there. I mean, there's so much happening geopolitically right now that it's a scary time out there right now.
Dude, Putin actually, and I don't know where I saw this, but I did see it come from multiple sources, that Putin actually said in a meeting that the whole thing that he wanted to do was to make sure that the people of the United States no longer trust their government. That's all he wanted to do.
Oh yeah, that's what the whole thing was about.
Yeah, right. That's all this was about. And we pretty much, you know, I've never really trusted any government, but you know, we pretty much are going, we don't trust any of you, and not one of you. So, you know, and then like all, especially all the career politicians, people have been in it for 40, 50 years. You know, we're like, no,
I love
we're
what
not,
that
we're
saying,
not interested.
Trust but verify. I'm all about trust but verify. I'll trust them, but I'm going to verify everything they do because they could be shady little
nice.
Son of a gun. So,
yeah.
Trust but verify.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
so
I think
we
need to definitely hold them accountable for messing with the way we feel. You know, yeah, we shouldn't trust our government completely. We should trust that they're working in our best interest is what we need to trust. And it seems that they're not. You know, a guy like Putin
right.
definitely is not working for the people's best interest. He's working for his own. They're all working, you know, all those billionaires, all those dictators, they're all working for their own agendas, their own thing, and it's all control and oppression. Because they can, and because
and it looks like the House Republicans are kind of taking heed. We had another high-profile sixth House Republican yesterday decided not to run. They're only African-American in the entire House. Bill Hurd. They have six now. Three of them are in Texas. Three in other states.
I'm surprised that they still have one. I'm surprised. And, you know, and I've been really, really in, and we've been talking about this, and like that Buttigieg has 0% of the black vote. I've been really thinking about that, and it's like I completely understand it. They don't want to vote for anyone, dude. They don't want to vote for anyone. There is no one that is qualified or at least voicing, representing their voice. So they don't want to vote for anyone.
Right.
So it has to be someone. And dude, I really can't believe I'm saying this. I know that she said she wasn't going to run, but the only way to get the entire black vote, which is what exactly the Democratic Party needs to win the next
right.
election, to win 2020, is to someone like Oprah Winfrey, dude. I mean, it's they're not going to vote for no one, bro. No one. So
well,
you've got to really
put
somebody in
is,
there. Not only can
right
she handle
now,
herself,
right?
You know, against a guy like 45. Dude, that debate would be so much fun too. Oh my God. Because you do like a Winfrey Buttigieg ticket. And dude, she's got her bodyguard right there, man, as her vice president.
Oh God, she can
badass.
She
He's
can
a Marine,
win and then
dude.
She could buy Trump's entire business and kick him to the curb. She has
buy
so much
everything,
money.
Dude. Buy everything. And question those you know, question those anchor babies. Question those. And question
right,
dude,
right now the
Baltimore
interesting
yesterday,
thing
Baltimore Orioles had a game. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you
yeah.
off. Baltimore Orioles had a game and some people wearing MAGA hats came over and put out a big banner of Trump 2020 and they got booed and they got kicked out of the stadium.
Really?
That's
how
Baltimore feels. And Baltimore is mainly a city of color at this point. So you have to pay attention to that on what their feelings are, how they're dealing with shit, and all of the stuff that's already gone down. Baltimore is a big city for all of the different racial tensions that have been going on in the United States.
Right.
We've had police shootings and there's all sorts of stuff. We have riots there. So there's a reason for that. And this is that reason. They don't want to vote for anybody. There is nobody representing them. If one of these people would just represent them, and I know, you know, just like you said yesterday, Buttigieg, you know, is at 0%. Dude, that's really freaking sad because he's one
right.
of those guys that may represent them. He at least represents a minority. So, you know, he's on LGBTQ plus levels. So he's definitely representing there and he's giving a voice to that and where he needs to do it in other places. And I'm seriously thinking that like Oprah Winfrey's the dark horse out of this and is just going to come running in at the end at the 11th hour and be like, you know what? I can afford to do this myself. So I'm doing
well, Michael Moore, who I love, of course, Michael Moore's done some great documentaries and he's a little
yeah.
biased, of course, but I still like him overall. I think he has some good punditry in him. And he wants Michelle Obama so bad he could taste it. He wants Michelle Obama so bad he could taste it.
Yeah.
But she'll never do it either.
I think she's already said no, and I think that would be a bad choice. I just think that would be a bad choice. You need somebody that I know she was there and she experienced, you know, all of the things that happened in the White House and all of the things politically. I get it. But you need somebody, one, that isn't a politician. That's really important.
Right.
And it's got to be a celebrity of some kind, you know, to combat the celebrity of, you know, apprentice in chief. So,
right.
You got to have that stuff. And that's what she is. Dude, she'll get every single one of them. She'll get every single black person out there to vote for her.
The thing that's really bizarre to me is of the black vote right now polling, 45% are behind Biden, and Kamala Harris and Cory Booker only have less than 10% each, and they're part of the community. So it really is something strange. From what I understand, Joe Biden is primarily older African Americans because they relate to Obama and they appreciate Obama being the first black president. The younger
vice president.
Black vote is not as much. But Biden has 45% of the black vote right now, more than any other candidate, 25% more than any other candidate. And
another person of color isn't up there with him on percentages doesn't really shock me, because that's one of the things that, you know, the Latino market does as well. And it seems that they don't vote for their own. And it's really strange. I'm like, you have to support your own in this. Otherwise, what are you doing? There's a voice. It's not only a voice, but it is of what you represent, supposedly, in this world. It's your race. So, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, are you going to stand up and support that? But they don't. It's really strange to me. I'm like, okay. Well, that's where you get a lot of white people that will support a white guy. Yeah, they just will.
Right.
And they don't feel one way or another about it. They're like, oh, he's white. Cool.
Nope, you're right, dude. All right, we're half hour. We're halfway through. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Play a little Adrian Christian.
Hey, could you play Scott Grimes, Carrie? I'm sorry, you were about to announce who you're playing.
I'll play it at the close. I can't get to it fast enough on my phone, but I'll play it at the close.
Okay.
You can't play it right now.
All right, brother.
But we'll play it at the close for it. So let's go ahead and jump in to Adrian Christian, All Consuming Fire. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. When we get back, we're going to be talking about white sharks off of Cape Cod. Also in Kennebunkport, Maine,
Excellent.
We have another Kennedy daughter or granddaughter.
Yeah, the granddaughter. Granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy.
Talked about. We have Ratinger losing his nomination for being intelligence chief.
Ratcliffe.
So, lots of stuff to talk about. Give us a call on the other side. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Here we go.
Never worry. Sometimes help comes where you least expect.
Don't worry. It's going to be okay. I'll see what I can do.
My heart's desire.
All righty, we are back. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. That was Adrian Christian. Guys, you have about 25 minutes to call us in, 347-989-0126. Let us know what's on your mind before the weekend officially arrives here. Let us know what's happening. We got some stuff to talk about here. Did you see this? All of these white sharks they have off of Cape Cod going on right now, like 60 of these things.
Of sharks?
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Great white sharks?
Yes, the white sharks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Every year there's a migration of okay, the dolphins are actually the smartest one. Dolphins and porpoises are the actually smartest ones in the ocean, okay? They actually are. They're probably the smartest beings on this planet. On a daily basis, I can, you know, I see things that humans do, making them not so smart. So the dolphins and the porpoises are possibly the smartest beings on the planet. They communicate with sharks, and that's why I've said this in the past. I don't know if it's an ESP thing. I don't know what it is, but sharks are really dumb. They have a brain the size of a peanut, where the dolphin has a brain that's like, I don't know what, 10 times our size, some shit, like 8 times our size, like a really big brain, dolphins and porpoises, really, really, really big brains. And they communicate somehow to schools of sharks to guide these schools of fish. And I'm not sure what the fish are. They're a little, they're like not a minnow. It might be just minnows. I don't know what the actual type of fish it is, but all the way from Florida and the Gulf Coast, they instruct the sharks to push these schools of these little tiny fish up to a bay that's near Nova Scotia, and I don't remember what the name of the bay is, where everything has a feeding frenzy. The sharks have a feeding frenzy, the porpoises, whales come in, seals come in, seagulls come in, all sorts of stuff comes in to have a feeding frenzy on these little tiny fish. And that happens all the time. So to see, you know, 60 or so great whites all in one place, that to me, I'm like, well, maybe they're being instructed to kill every human they see come into the water. You know, I'm like, I'm hoping that the dolphins see that and get that. If there's any dolphins listening to our podcast, please call 347-989-0126. Now watch, we get actually
weird.
One of the Miami Dolphins from the football team to call us. You know,
exactly.
No, but yeah, no, dude, you know, I am a little weird on that, but they are able to communicate that whole migration of a feeding frenzy that happens on an annual basis. So this may be that time of year as well. That they're doing.
It must be because they've spotted 161 since June 1st off of Massachusetts.
Wow.
20 something in just the last week.
That's a lot of great whites. Yeah. That's a lot of great whites. Yeah. And where did they migrate from? They may have migrated, you know, it may also be an ecological thing. Like there's too much pollution in one area. So they may have moved. That, you know, is also happening because of the currents of the ocean. And it's a lot cooler up there in the ocean, you know, near the Arctic and near, you know, up there near Nova Scotia than it is, you know, closer to Greenland than it is in like San Diego or, you know, some other place where they might hang out normally or even the Caribbean.
They're not giving a pause for right now. They're just noticing the phenomenon as of this point. They haven't figured it out yet.
Wow. That's a lot of sharks.
That is a lot of sharks.
A lot of gray whites. Yep.
They've closed the beach 3 times in the last week just because of it around there.
Somebody was talking about remaking Jaws. And I'm like, you can't. Why would you remake Jaws with a CGI fish? That makes no sense. Somebody was talking about it, I don't know, and they were talking to Spielberg about it too. And he's like, I'm not going to remake Jaws with a CGI fish.
No, I think
fish.
They killed
that
after they did like
that.
Jaws 8, the Follow Him Home one or something.
No, they're talking about remaking the original. And I'm like, why would you do that?
I don't know. I just don't understand some of these they remake. But yeah, that would be a silly one to remake. I understand
that. Well, because they made money on it before. That's why they continue to remake shit. But they keep coming out with Spider-Man instead of trying to come out with new superheroes like Daylight Sucks, like the Ironwood clan.
new
Don't
superhero.
Go dissing on my Peter Parker. I like my Spider-Man. There's room for everybody. I like my Spider-Man.
No, not, dude, how many times have we seen that thing
There's
remade?
That's okay. How There's still stories to be told. The comic book's been around
No, there
for
aren't. It's the same story
years.
Over and over again. It's the same story over and over again. We keep seeing the same thing.
No.
If
I
they
like
give us
Spider-Man.
Other parts of the story, great. I'd like to see other parts of the story than the first one. I don't need to see how Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man. I know how Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man because I've seen it like
well,
eight times.
Well, they don't
times.
Do that after the first one. They haven't done that for the last two. Don't do
okay.
that anymore, just the first
okay.
one.
Not anymore. Dude, I think they remade that thing like, I don't know how many times. Four?
Well, every time they put a new actor in, they have to redo the origin, which is stupid. But they kind of do.
No, that's really dumb. Yeah, that's my point. Yeah, every time they put a new actor in, they have to redo the origin. And I'm like, why are you doing that? You don't need to do that. We all know. But they still continue to make a ton of money on each one of those.
Right.
It's crazy. We're in pop culture, so let's continue to talk about pop culture. Jason Momoa. He played one of the wow, I can't believe I can't remember this, but you haven't watched any Game of Thrones yet. You need to watch Game of
no.
Thrones too. He was an awesome character. Of the Dacarthy. Why can't I remember that? The freaking people's names. Dude, I'm having a hard time right now. He was one of the kings, and he was he made Dany a queen. So he and The Rock have both been seen at the protest in Hawaii, and Hawaii's about to get hit by Hurricane Eric. By the way, it's skimming by it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to digress. But it's skimming by. It's not going to be a direct hit, and nor will it be a direct hit with the other one, which I don't know its name. It starts with an F. But both of those hurricanes, like I said, are going to miss Hawaii. I said that last week. Even though Eric at one time was a Category 4. It was a freaking monster out there in the middle of the Pacific. But now it's nothing. But anyway, Jason Momoa and The Rock are protesting in Hawaii at the base of Mauna Kea. It's a volcano that they want to do a 30-meter telescope construction site. They want to do it on those grounds. And Mauna Kea isn't just a volcano, it's sacred grounds. So it's been sacred grounds, and I've visited Hawaii, and there's sacred grounds all over the place that you don't mess with. And like, you don't bring a piece of lava back either. You leave that lava there because that shit is cursed, right? that's the way this goes down. That's how sacred this stuff is. And these are old peoples that have been here for a long time and been here since, you know, the existence of man. And have, you know, had their traditions, and we can't build something on top of, even though, you know, our government says we can, we can't build something on top of what is sacred ground. Some of those are burial sites as well. And what are you doing? You know, you want somebody a couple thousand years from now or whatever, digging up your grave site. So,
right. Well, the reason
site,
it's 13,000 feet tall, and it's the darkest place on the planet. But there's already three telescopes there. They don't need another one.
Yeah, we don't need another one.
That's the biggest thing. I mean, if they were replacing one of the other three, that might be something since it's already there.
No, but
they're
just
trying to add a fourth, which is absolutely no reason to disturb more spaces, burial ground. It's a great place for a telescope because it is the darkest place on the planet. I didn't know that you could get 13,000 feet in Hawaii. I've been there 8 times. I've never seen anything go 13,000 feet in the air before, but
the top of those volcanoes.
Yeah, they don't need. That's wild. I just never thought it was that high for some reason.
Yep. I've been to 11,000 feet there. I'm trying to think of Kilauea is the one that I visited on Maui, and that's 11,800, I believe. It's almost like Pike's Peak, because Pike Peak is like is like that. So if I'm not correct, it's like 12,000 or 13,000. So it's all right in that area. And yeah, it's pretty high up there, dude. You can't breathe. It's cold.
Right.
It snows. It snows up there. So it snows in Hawaii, and most of the time on like Mauna Kea and Kilauea is where you'll see snow.
Well, let's hope that they decide not to do it, just replace another one or stop it. Like I said, actors protesting, they're never always that successful. I admire them when they do. I always like when Martin Sheen steps in, or the guy that was in Babe. What's his name? The older guy?
Currently, Martin, you brought him up, dude. Currently, Martin is being sent a cease and desist letter, or at least he is on the list of people that are to cease and desist their behaviors when it comes to Gabrielle Carteris and her being accused of voter misconduct at SAG-AFTRA for her for the run of president. She's already president of, and I know Gabrielle too. I just saw her like last year. We were just hanging out last year, so I know her, and it's like. Dude, there's been none of that. Gabrielle's a really, really upstanding, and works really hard for the members themselves. She's really, and she's in on all of the contract negotiations, and she's personally in on them. I saw her a number of times in Miami. And when Katie and the Screen Actors Guild were going after Telemundo for doing non-union production in Miami, which is an NBC company, so they know better. I have to put my cigarette out. He is one of the people who has been told that's connected with this because they're supporting Matthew Modine. Matthew Modine, straight up, it sounded to me like he was trying to defame her, like it was defamation of character, slander, and libel. That's what I was listening to, because it could directly affect her finances. It can directly affect all of these things. She's got a TV show coming out right now. It could directly affect, you know, Beverly Hills 90210. And that's really not cool. He's saying that she cheated in some way. On the voter misconduct, and I'm not exactly sure where it actually lies. I don't know actually enough about the story because I only know Gabrielle from what I know of Gabrielle. currently she actually just got that it was with the contract with Netflix that there was some other thing that he was talking about. That she had like insider information. And I'm like, this isn't the stock market. It's not even a damn union. It's a guild. So what are you talking about? Insider information. You need to sign a fucking contract with these people. And so, and you need to get them to, you know, if Matthew Modine really wants to be president of Screen Actors Guild, you need to sign a contract with Netflix. No matter what the contract looks like, you need to sign a contract with them and make sure to lock down some things so that actors get residuals. That is mainly the purpose of making sure that Netflix is doing only Screen Actors Guild signatory contracts and productions. And you can't worry about the retroactive stuff. We were talking about that. We've been talking about that for a minute. Can't worry about that.
Right.
But as far as Gabrielle's behavior in all of this, all I have ever seen from her is that she wants this done for the actors, that she is working solely for the actors, that there is none of her best interests are in mind. She's always working just for the actors, which is what the Screen Actors Guild president needs to do, should do, and that's how they should behave. So I don't know what Matthew Modine's deal is. Personally, I think he's a lousy actor. So, and I'm sorry, I just do. And that he's kind of dumb for saying this shit. Like, why are you causing some controversy? And now there's Ed Asner. And when they said Ed Asner, I was like, didn't Ed die? I thought Ed was dead. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I was like, how can they be sending something, a cease and desist to Ed Asner when he's dead? And then I thought the same thing about Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And I'm like, the kid on Tool Time, didn't he die of like a drug overdose and some shit? And I was like, no, he's still alive. So when I Googled it, I'm like, no, this guy's both still alive. And then Diane Ladd and Francis Fisher and Martin Sheen. You mentioned him. So that's where I went off
those
on my rant.
Those are some heavy-hitty actors, though, and I respect a lot of them.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Really interesting.
Yeah, those dude, there's some heavy hitters. But they're on Modine's side, which is the membership first slate. I'm not sure what even that is, and I've been a Screen Actors Guild member for since I was a kid. So I don't, for like 30, 40 years, I don't even know. So, you know, what membership first slate where Gabrielle is under another slate, and I don't know what that slate is. So it's whatever they've been, anybody that's been doing any of these videos for her. It's a United something slate. So I don't know. I'm not even paying attention because I'm like, Gabrielle should have this easy.
I see you're still
on,
though.
That's all. Because she's been working all these, you know,
working
all these contracts.
You need to move your phone 180 degrees somewhere because you are
now
muted somehow. All right, I'll move on until we get you back on here.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We mentioned it briefly. Rattinger, Congressman Rattinger, Republican, was nominated to succeed in the intelligence chief, and a lot of controversy around it. He supposedly padded his resume and said he was part of a bunch of terrorists. Prosecutions that he was not part of. So he had to step down and Trump removed him from consideration for National Intelligence Chief, which is great because Dan Coats was very good at that job. And I'm glad that they're going to have to try to find somebody else because Rattinger was also very much partisan for 45. So glad to see that's happened here. Let me pull you back in here.
Hey, dude.
There you go. You're back now.
Can you hear me now? I'm doing a commercial for Verizon. Can you hear me now?
There you go. I don't know what happened, but you...
Yeah. I don't know either. I was talking about Gabrielle Carteris, and they cut me off. So.
See? The Screen Actors Guild is following you everywhere. Look out.
They're very powerful. Seems like Matthew Modine is very powerful. No, I think it's just that I'm in a really shitty Wi-Fi area, so my phone's going to have a tough time. And we've been having a lot of blackouts here in Nevada. A lot of lights going out, a lot of shit. And it's been hot. So we're using up a lot of electricity. But something
gotcha.
They have out here, which is really smart, just right as you cross over the California border and the California-Nevada border area, they have all these solar farms. It's huge amount of solar panels, and they use a lot of that electricity, and then they sell a lot of that electricity off. But there's so much sun here, dude. There should be solar panels everywhere.
Yeah, I would think electricity would be pretty cheap in Vegas because you have the Hoover Dam there. And all those solar panels that have been there forever. I don't know what electricity
is
like there, but it should be relatively
cheap. It's relatively cheap. But it could be free.
Gotcha.
And nobody has to pay for it.
Well,
because,
we've got a couple
know,
more minutes,
and
we've got to
easily.
Play Scott's song here. So
cool.
I think we need to say that the judge came back with the verdict for the police guy on the chokehold from 5 years ago.
Right.
And is recommended to be fired, so he is on suspension as of now.
Okay.
So that's going to play out this weekend. So we'll see what happens with that.
For Gardner? For Eric Gardner?
For Eric Gardner, yeah. The police guy has been suspended.
That's all he got. That's it. And
well,
5 years later.
The judge is recommending
firing.
Dude,
that's not going to be good. That's not going to be good going into a weekend with all that and a hot weekend.
Well, it's the
first
step.
That's not good.
They have to do that before they can fire him. Only the commissioner can fire him. And so they're waiting for the commissioner to make his final verdict. But the judge just did today his thought that he needs to be fired. So the next step was automatic suspension, which is what they did. And now there's, I think, 72 hours or 2 weeks. I forget which. let me see if I can find in my notes, for the commissioner to decide whether to fire him or not. And I think they'll do it.
Real quick, I just want to jump over to that Gabrielle thing because that's where I got cut off. She's the USAN slate. It's, like I said, it's United Screen Actors slate. And he's the other one, first membership first or whatever. And the other actors, like Ed Asner, they may not agree with Modine on the things that he said, but they were sent the letter anyway, to cease and desist. So it sounds like, you know, they've been talking shit as well. And like I said, I thought Ed Asner.
Well, like I said, though, of the people you mentioned, I don't know Modine worth beans besides his acting, but of the other people, they're pretty respected actors. Martin Sheen, specifically for all of activism and pretty smart causes. So who knows what's going on there? That's very interesting. I'll have to look into that more because those are some heavy hitter actors with some good reputation. So, but as you said, Gabriel Carteris has a good reputation herself. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah, Gabrielle. No, she's got an excellent reputation right now. She's done amazing work being president of the Screen Actors Guild. And I've been personally involved with some of that work. So, you know, I can do nothing but support her and praise her at this point. They took the national labor. They asked them. I mean, they asked the Screen Actors Guild under Gabrielle, asked the National Labor Relations Board to go against Telemundo lawyers. So, dude, I mean, that's some badass. She's a badass. Now, I doubt Matthew's going to do anything like that.
Yeah, like I said, I have no idea about him as far as his activism goes or his leadership.
He was in a great movie with Arlie Ermey, Full Metal Jacket, right? Wasn't that Matthew Modine?
I don't remember. I only remember the one horror
was that Matthew?
Movie he was in, but I don't remember.
Full Metal Jacket, I'll give it to him on that. He's fucking great acting, but, you know, dude, otherwise. But you're surrounding cast in Full Metal Jacket, and isn't that Kubrick? Isn't that Stanley Kubrick? So, you got directors that are, you know, amazing, and you got freaking actors around you that are amazing.
No, he's a good actor.
He
was in some horror film and about an apartment, and he's a good actor, but I just don't know how he is politically or
really
things
like
that. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Like
we're at the end of another week, guys. We're going to play out in just a second with Scott Grimes, Carrie, live at Mohegan Sun. Thanks for tuning in all week. We'll be here next week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I wanted to say happy birthday to him a while ago by playing his song. That was like 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
There you go.
Stay cool this weekend.
Stay cool. Appreciate you tuning in Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Left to Straight Radio Network. Here's little Scott Grimes, and we will see you on Monday. Have a good weekend, guys. Bye-bye.
Peace.
This is the next single off the record. It's called Carrie. Be careful. If I think you know it well enough to sing, I'm going to have you come up here and sing it for me. She's the kind of girl does what she's gonna say. Like the friends she left behind, how they gonna get away? Tell me, honey, living in the sun, and I've had just begun. I'm alright, I'm alright. Came a little town just around the second day. She left behind, how they gonna get away? Tell me, Carrie, when we were young, and I've had just begun. I'm alright, I'm alright. Carrie, what you gonna do without me?
Thank you, guys.